The Chris Perillo Show's coverage of the Desktop Linux Summit is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
Finding good artwork on the web used to be somewhat of a challenge. You would have to go to a website and search for something and maybe not even pull anything up, like maybe a broken image or an animated GIF of a rainbow that, you know, went across your screen, and that's about as good as it got. Unfortunately, are you getting levels, Jake? All right, sorry. Well, I just want to make sure because they started speaking.
I guess
you're right. All right, let me try it again. Finding art on the web isn't always the easiest thing to do. You know, you can go to a website and do a little search and maybe pull up an animated GIF of a rainbow image, and that's about as good as it gets. Well, fortunately, a few years ago, I'm not exactly sure what year it started, but a little website known as DeviantArt collected all the deviants in the world and put them all together under one umbrella and made it really easy to find new artists and new forms of artwork that you could download to your computer. And then eventually they rolled out a service that allowed you to buy prints that you could actually purchase and then throw up on your walls and have inspiration sitting around you all the time. So here at the Desktop Linux Summit, we happened to come across an individual. His name, Angelo Sotira. And if that name isn't familiar, DeviantArt, I'm sure, is familiar. Actually, he stumbled upon us. We didn't stumble upon him. We were here at the booth, and he came over. So, Angelo, tell me, what happened to catalyze the idea of DeviantArt? What was the one thing that made it come together?
Well, I think it was very clear that the skins and skin sites out there were taking off. I happened to watch Customize.org take off on my servers at DMusic. And the amount of traffic that it accumulated was, you know, it dwarfed DMusic very quickly, and DMusic at the time was really big. So what was interesting about that is that I had started Winamp Facelift, which was the first skin site out there for Winamp skins, and Customize had expanded upon that by opening up multiple categories, and it took over the entire world of skinning. And then I guess some time passed, and that site sold, and I was busy with DMusic, and DMusic had acquired a number of different sites. One of the sites was Cybertropics. One of them, for a short period of time, was Wasted Youth, and that brought together Scott Jarkoff and Matt Stevens and I. And I think it was always in the back of our minds to start a skin site, but somewhere along the way, Matt realized, that, you know, people who create skins create art. So the vision behind DeviantArt was just to create an art community rather than just a skin community, and any time an artist wanted a new category, we'd embrace it. And I think that philosophy is what has created it's pretty much what's made us win in that space.
So you're up to about 4 billion users now?
No, we're up to about 1.5 million. One of the most incredible things happened in the past 48 hours. We grew by an amount of unique visitors I've never seen before. We grew by 100,000 unique visitors in a 48-hour period, just out of nowhere. So, yeah.
Do you think that's in part because of your appearance here at the Desktop Linux Summit?
I don't think it's directly because of that. I think it's because of viral growth. We're big believers in viral growth. We've never done any marketing whatsoever. We just let our users tell our users. And that's worked really well for us. I think what really happened was we just enabled more bandwidth and bought a few more servers. And every time we buy more servers or increase our capacity, we fill it up within a couple days.
Out of all the years you've been doing it, what has been your favorite part of working with DeviantArt?
My favorite part has been working with a society of people and watching how we've been able to build an environment which people treat as a physical environment digitally. So, you know, we're noticing some really interesting patterns in our traffic where users are going first to their user pages, which is their home, and then they venture out into the community, and they maybe sometimes add a new artist to their DeviantWatch, or they add a piece of art to their collections, and then they go back to their home. And then they go to their DeviantWatch to check an extension of their home, and then they go back to their home, and then they go out into the community again. So they're treating it almost as if it was an online home. And I think interacting with that element and helping that thrive has been the most fun, and connecting with a community of artists as well has been a lot of fun. I mean, it's pretty incredible. We've got, I think all the staff has friends in every corner of this planet. You know, I go to Zurich and 10 artists meet me at the airport. And I go to different, you know, deviant meets around the world. And, you know, I've had deviant meets under the Acropolis. We've had deviant meets with Jark in Kamakura, Japan. We've had deviant meets in, you know, just about every corner of the globe, and dozens of deviants come and hang out.
Well, I know that if I'm looking for something for, let's say, my desktop, in fact, the most recent use of DeviantArt that I had when I was looking for Windows cursors, I reinstalled Windows, and instead of installing Cursor XP, which of course is owned by Stardock, and using those skins, I opted to go for just, you know, fancy old alpha blended cursors that just work within Windows, largely because I found there was an issue with scrolling or using the scroll wheel in the Acrobat Reader. It would actually slow down if I was using Cursor XP because it also tweaks the mouse refresh rate, and it causes a few visible issues on the system. So I searched for some cursors on DeviantArt, found a handful of just fantastically designed pieces. I mean, these are pieces of art. You've got 1.5 million, 1.4 million folks. Are these actual artists? Are every one of these people creating something and sharing?
A large percentage. We are finding that, and we're actually hiring some psychologists to come in and analyze what's going on at DeviantArt because it's fascinating. We're finding that the more time people spend on DeviantArt, they begin to create art when they didn't before create art. So I guess you could say that while not every one of the 1.5 million people are artists, I mean, in other words, I think a little bit more than half have submitted at least one deviation. But that every person who's on DeviantArt over time will become an artist is the idea. Or at least their artistic side begins to shine through because they now have an outlet to show what they're creating. And that is kind of the vision for DeviantArt. We're starting to look at our 700 galleries of art as 700 channels of art. And if we have 700 channels of art, and, you know, there's this wonderful thing that's happened right around the time when we launched, which was August 7th, 2000. At CES that year, they announced these organic screens that are coming out that have been out on all our cell phones. So with a color screen platform on cell phones, plasma screens now, you know, dropping as low as $1,800. You know, the Panasonic is releasing these 42-inch plasma screens for $1,800. Plasma screens are an incredible place to show art. So there's a massive platform that grows every single day for the still picture. And so that's giving birth to mainstream art. And DeviantArt is right in the middle of all of that. So 700 channels of art will be available to you soon, and all the best artists and all the best art will be featured through those channels.
You started to offer a subscription-based service a couple years ago. How well has that been doing?
It's been doing incredibly well. The main reason why we did that was because we didn't want to take funding from anybody. We wanted to execute our vision in full. Without it being interrupted by any investors or any of these people that, you know, really made it difficult in past ventures. So I see Chris laughing there. So we basically built DeviantArt with an initial $15,000 investment for servers and stuff like that. And we've never taken any money from anybody. And the DeviantArt community, through its subscription services and print sales, funds itself. And so we're extremely proud of that because the same people who started DeviantArt are the same ones running it today. And, you know, it's thriving, and we're going to be able to execute it the way we want to.
Are you going to continue to be independent then?
We intend to, absolutely. We have no intention of selling the company. We have no intention of taking an investment. We just don't need it.
And quite frankly, I don't think the user community would react very well, because it seems that part of what makes DeviantArt roll along is the fact that it is community-based, and it's a personal way of getting in touch with an artist that otherwise you really have no connection to. You see a drawing, you see a wallpaper, and you don't necessarily know who created it. You can't learn more about them, and it seems that the only community that's empowering the artist happens to be DeviantArt. Do you find the same thing to be true?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know of another outlet that is as free and open to artists, and, you know, It's funny because we kind of get criticized sometimes for being a little corporate. I mean, at least some of our users say we're a little corporate. And I look at that and I laugh because we could be corporate. I mean, we could be really corporate.
Well, you're not wearing a tie, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we take every approach, everything we do, it becomes a little bit more commercial, if you will. But that's because, you know, we're still able to execute the vision in full without taking investors. I mean, imagine if we, you know, sold the thing to somebody, one of the big portals or something. They would turn around and they would make, you know, before you visited the front page, you'd have five ads, you know, and every art, between every piece of art, you'd see a piece of advertising, whether it was animated or not, and it would just be like GameSpy or some of these sites that have become extraordinarily corporate and used to be community-oriented. We don't want that, and I think there's a huge... I think that internet communities that are done right are the next generation of the internet as a whole, because it only makes sense to me that, you know, when there's a global grid called the internet and there's different nodes on it that are people, then the place where they converge are the places that are most valuable. And DeviantArt is where people converge on the internet for art, and that's a massive topic. So that'll sustain itself on its own. It doesn't need outside influences, and we certainly shouldn't be taking actions that'll discourage.
Now, as far as the artists are concerned, have any success stories sprang out of DeviantArt that you're aware of?
Tons of success stories. The interesting thing is that some of the success stories are self-contained within DeviantArt because, you know, you can leave DeviantArt as an artist and try to, you know, go outside of that world. But the truth is the largest audience of art lovers in the world are aggregated in one place, and that's called DeviantArt. You know, it's the biggest source of mainstream, quote-unquote, art. And so there's a lot of celebrities on DeviantArt. There's a girl named Susie9mm who has received over 1.5 million page views to her user page. There's a couple of anime artists who have about the same amount. And of course, there's a lot of really, really famous individuals who are coming and joining up on DeviantArt. We've got one of the most recognized, well-known photographers out there, Chris Weeks, who's on the website. We've got some of the folks from Marvel Comics who are submitting their comics that don't get published. We've got 3D animators and every genre of art. We've got the celebrities coming to us to show off their extra work.
Any chance of possibly syndicating more than just your headlines? As in putting individual artists, giving them their own RSS feed so that if you happen to like a particular person and what they do, you could subscribe to their feed and find out when they updated?
We're working on RSS, we're working on an API, we're working on a number of different methods for the world at large to be able to access DeviantArt in a greater way than they can today. And so, yeah.
An API, can you explain a little further?
It's still completely under wraps, but we're working on something really, really cool. It's a large project. I mean, anytime you're dealing with this many objects, and it's a lot of technology. Fortunately, we have Andrew McCann, who's our CTO. Andrew McCann is the guy that built the Sonic MP3 player. And, you know, he's there and he's working, you know, he just became our CTO in January. He's been with the company for a long time. But having a guy like Andrew is incredible, and the team that we have in IT they're doing some pretty impressive things in 2005.
So let's say there's an individual out there who's never heard of DeviantArt, and I can't imagine anybody who hasn't. How would one get started?
I'm sorry, say again?
With signing up for an account at DeviantArt, I mean, how easy is it to put something up?
There's a join button at the very top right. You click it, you type in your name, your username, you get your own username, .deviantart.com, and you literally just click on the submit button, on any page there's a submit button, and you click it and start typing in the title, the description, the category that it fits into, and there you go.
You know, I do not yet have a DeviantArt account, but I'm thinking I should probably scan some of my drawings and actually upload them somewhere. I don't think they're that impressive, but...
Chris Perillo, I can't believe you don't have a DeviantArt account.
You know,
I've been on Locker Gnome since I was 10 years old.
Yeah, but you look it, too. You actually look closer to 9 years old than 10 at this point. The reason I've drawn before just as kind of a hobby, just like scribbling, the doodles are absolutely worthless to me, but now you got me thinking, I wonder if I should. The only thing that I'd done that had any amount of impact as far as like doing anything like multimedia-wise, I did the South Park icons years ago before South Park was really taking off. So that was my one little... Well, it wasn't exactly copyright infringement insofar as Comedy Central officially used the cursors when they were using the Comic Cursor plugin years and years ago on their website, and they actually asked if they could use the icons that I made. So they were actually empowering the community and not making a big issue around it. So maybe I should...
South Park guys are kind of cool because a lot of the other folks out there get kind of iffy, you know? Came from the online music world, and I'm sick of copyright lawsuits.
So you're not going to mess with anything that would smell of a possible lawsuit?
No, I mean, you know, that's what's great about DeviantArt is that we're doing it completely legitimately. Every piece of art that's submitted is, you know, it belongs to the artist, and if it doesn't, we've got this really great copyright violations team, and they're just on top of it. So, you know, yeah, we're not messing around with that anymore.
So you basically have a whole bunch of geeks sitting around in their underwear that are loading every page and then checking it against a database?
Yeah, some of them wear underwear, fortunately, but... we're not clicking on it. Not everything, because there's 30,000 pieces of art submitted a day, so that'd be kind of crazy. But every piece of art has a little copyright violations button underneath it. And, you know, if it's a violation, the community reports it, and we have a desk, and we keep track of all the reports.
So you're planning on doing this for just the foreseeable future. I mean, it sounds like you're in it for the long haul.
Oh, yeah. No, I have no intentions of moving on. I think when we started DeviantArt, there was kind of a thinking of, you know, what would be the most ideal, like, job or website or something to be involved in ever. Like, what would be the coolest thing we could possibly do? And I think DeviantArt was it. I mean, so I can't, I mean, there's a lot of other ideas. I've got a lot of other communities I'd love to start, but, you know, none of them kind of even come close.
Time. So you're a company, and you're actually getting enough that, in terms of revenue, that you can afford to stay in business.
Otherwise we'd be dead. You know, we invested $15,000. We've never invested another penny beyond that. Maybe it was 20, but at the end of the day, you know, it's the subscriptions that we convert directly into servers. We've got 75-some-odd servers at this point. We're you know, able to pay our bandwidth bill. We're pushing, we just bought a gigabit connection. We're pushing well over 300 megabits per second. I don't even know how many millions of images that is per day. I once knew, but every day it grows, so I always have to get new numbers. You know, 12, 13 terabytes of art, all that stuff. Redundancy and all that great stuff we pay for based on the revenues that we generate from the prints program and the subscription programs. Not to mention the people that work at DeviantArt to make it stay up and running. So it's wonderful, yeah.
I can imagine your wall is anything but blank at home.
Yeah, definitely not. I have lots and lots of prints that I buy, and I think my next step is I'm going to start buying the originals. Now, that's one thing that I think DeviantArt is going to evolve into is actually selling through kind of we don't really want to handle the actual art, but some way will enable the users to be able to buy each other's originals. And you know, what's great about it is that, you know, art has a tremendous future because of the internet. And buying originals and buying prints is a lot of fun. I moved into a different place, and I've, you know, when I was looking for a new apartment, I was looking for a place that had bigger walls.
Where are you based?
We're in Hollywood, California.
Is that where you live?
That's where I live.
Ooh, I kind of feel sorry for you. I used to live kind of in L.A., in the greater L.A. area, but you're doing okay in Hollywood?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. You know, Hollywood's an interesting place, you know, like every day is usually fun and happy, and, you know, it's palm trees and it's beautiful, and then, you know, three doors up from your house somebody gets decapitated. It's just the way it works.
That's the Hollywood that I knew and loved.
I love LA, I love Hollywood, so it's a great place for DeviantArt. We're very close to a lot of entertainment and a lot of opportunities for artists.
Well, it sounds exciting, and I definitely can say on behalf of the 4 billion users. I think you're underestimating the size of your audience. Of course, you would know. You have the direct numbers, but thank you for the work that you've done and will continue to do.
Thank you for having me and speaking, and I love Locker Gnome. Big fan. Always have been.
Well, that surprises me. I'm a little embarrassed now.
And we hope you'll come to our Desktop Linux Summit, or Desktop Linux, excuse me, our DeviantArt Summit We're at the Desktop Linux Summit.
Well, if you want to have a Desktop Linux Summit, hey,
we
go for it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of artists, you know, probably use Linux or not. Yeah, we're having a DeviantArt Summit June 17th and 18th. We'd love for you to come, and we'd love for the Locker Gnome audience to attend as well.
What's happening?
We are organizing an event at Barker Hangar in Santa Monica Airport. 3,000 to 4,000 deviants will be recreating what takes place at DeviantArt every day. We're actually giving the floor plan. It's kind of a pie chart of an art gallery, and the percentage of the pie chart will go to the size of the different galleries on DeviantArt. So, you know, you'll have 22% anime, you'll have 26% photography, et cetera, et cetera. And aside from that, we're going to have lots of speakers, panel discussions on how artists can break into the mainstream with their art, and a classroom environment where artists can learn from some of the best artists in the community how to, you know, how to hone in on their crafts. So, you know, we'll have that plus a lot of the big software makers that help artists create their art every day, and it'll just be a really huge party, basically big deviant meet, big deviant party,
big geeky arty fest.
Yes, big geeky arty event.
Well, it sounds exciting. I know that my fiance would love the opportunity to escape the weather in Seattle, which I think is absolutely fantastic. But it's in June, so, hell, weather gets a little better in Seattle at that point, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing about L.A., 70 degrees every day of the year, you know? So we hope to see you there, DeviantArtSummit.com.
And, of course, decapitations.
And decapitations.
You promise any of those at the summit?
We're trying to, no, we're definitely not hoping to discourage those.
Nothing planned, nothing artsy like that?
No, nothing artsy like that.
All right, you lost me. No, just kidding. Anyway, thanks again, Angelo.
All right, Chris, thank you very much.
Listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific.